Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Before their game against the South African team on Tuesday, the players representing France at the World Cup were addressed by their nation's sports minister, Roselyne Bachelot. She was concerned that said players had made fools of themselves and a laughingstock of their team by refusing to practice before the game. That curious decision came after the French Soccer Federation had sent striker and team captain Nicolas Anelka back to France because Anelka had berated and insulted the team's coach, Ramon Domenech, between halves of the game France lost to Mexico on Thursday. "You have tarnished the image of France," Roselyne Bachelot told the team. "French soccer is facing a disaster not because it lost a match, but because this disaster is a moral disaster." Politicians, like sports writers, often engage in hyperbole. Home runs are rockets or lasers. One was even dubbed the shot heard round the world, though a fair portion of the planet had no stake in whether the Dodgers or the Giants won the National League pennant in 1951. Still, for an official in the French government, albeit an official whose area of concern is sports, to term the collapse of the soccer team a moral disaster is terminally goofy. Unhappily for the sports minister, despite her injunction to, quote, think of our children, for whom perhaps you will no longer be heroes, the French team came up short against South Africa, losing a player to a red card in the first half and dropping the game 2-1. Like lots of other collections of men or women playing a game, the French team has sometimes been successful, sometimes disappointing. Like any other collection of men or women doing anything together, they've had disagreements, and the disagreements have sometimes become public. Hey, before the current World Cup began, the roster of the English team was scrambled because, as they say over there, one of the lads fancied a teammate's wag, or ex-wag. A moral something may have been involved, if not a disaster. Anyway, France is likely to endure, even as the soccer team's clown act casts its alleged shadow of shame over the nation. Most of the men, women, and even children of France will somehow carry on. My guess is that the moral disaster, and what the French coach has termed a stupidity without name notwithstanding, most of those men, women, and children, being fans of the game, will even continue to enjoy the World Cup.